Hello everybody, welcome to the show. I am your host, Darren James. Today's episode is recorded on the 9th of June. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope you're on a good day so far, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now, I'd like to get you guys' thoughts on a certain subject matter, which is love potions. Because apparently, in the next 10 years, we could be coming to intuition with love potions based on MDMA drugs. Now, I've heard of MDMA, I'm sure I have in the past. I don't really know anything about it. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it because I've actually looked it up on Google, like what it's called. And oh my god, it is a mouthful. Like, that sounds like a Welsh town in Wales, because some Welsh towns in Wales have ridiculously long words, a long name, and it's just gibberish almost. But the MDMA basically is commonly known as ecstasy or Molly, which is a psychoactive drug which is used for recreational purposes. And the desired effect usually includes altered sensations, increased energy, empathy, pleasure when taken by mouth. And the effects usually begin to take in to a, the effects usually kick in about 30 to 45 minutes and could last to 3 to 6 hours. So a new drug, or a new love potion drug, or say new, a love potion drug, I don't think there's any out there, not as far as I'm aware of, according to the Metro, could be available in the next 10 years. A Metro, the Metro is a UK news outlet. Apparently, these love drugs could help light spark new romances, new couples who need to get going, or even breathe some life back into a fading relationship. There's a lot of things you can do to help things like a fading relationship, and that's actually just communicate, try new things, that's not MDMA, and yeah, just try new things that are healthy, not take a bunch of love potion drugs or whatever it's going to be known as. That's the opposite of what you should probably do. So the drugs could be based off oxytocin, the cuddle hormone, as it's known as, which is produced at moments of love, intimacy, or even small doses of ecstasy drug, MDMA. A doctor by the name of Dr. Anna Machin, an evolutionary anthropologist at Oxford University, said, "We now know enough about the chemistry of the human brain to develop drugs which produce the same feelings known as love." But this is my problem here. You're producing these chemicals which are being used to develop the same feelings as love. But you're not actually in love then. I come from a different planet, obviously. I know that's the purpose of a potion. It's not sucky to make you fall in love forever and ever, sort of thing, you know, happy ever after and all that crap. It's just made to make you think you're in love for a couple of hours or something. That makes no sense to me. If you're in love with somebody, you're in love with somebody. Be all end all, no matter what. If for some reason your relationship is not working, then you need to do something about it. You might need to end the relationship, or you might need to find a way to overcome this feeling that you have regarding your relationship. Not take some human brain drugs to produce the feelings of love. Because no drug can actually take away or give you the feeling of love, in a sense. Not the proper feeling of love. Not the actual, you know, experience of sleeping next to the person you love. Eating foods with the person you love, creating a life with the person you love, you know, things like that. No drug can actually help you give you that feeling, a proper feeling such as that, in my opinion. So Dr. Anna Machin also warned that the ethical dilemmas posed by drugs which could affect the human brain, such as ways of domestic love. She spoke at a science festival saying that love drugs could become available as soon as the next 3 to 5 years. If a love drug does make it to the market, she is predicting there would be a massive amount of money to be made. Of course there will be. I mean, unfortunately, there are people out there in the world who are lonely, who probably don't have a good deal of company around them, who are quite vulnerable. And, you know, in some ways, they probably do want the feeling of love, acceptance, and consideration, and so on and so forth. And there will be people out there who decide to, yeah, I want to take this drug. I want someone to love me. You know, I want to take this drug in hope that someone will fall in love with me, or whatever. Because that's like taking advantage of their mental health, I guess. That might be my own opinion on that. That says to me that you're like taking advantage of this a person who could be lonely, or just people in general. Like couples might want to do this as a tester, see what it's like. But then, if you feel a need to do something like this, then you're not properly in love, and then maybe you should not be together. Man, I'm on point today. She said, again, Dr. Anna, we know enough now about the neurochemistry of love to probably suggest some things that you could take to enhance your abilities to find love, or increase the possibility that you will stay in love when it's getting a little bit tricky. And most certainly off the frontiers of love research, commonly, can you imagine how much money you make, as in exploring these possibilities of love drugs? According to The Independent, Dr. Anna compared a possible love drug based off Oxycontin to someone having a glass of Presso to build confidence before going on a night out. There could be problems if someone were to get hooked on a drug and then loses access to it and can even feel even worse. She also explained that people feel awful after a breakup. Yeah, of course you do. It's a breakup for a reason. Because they are suffering withdrawal symptoms from the lovely cocktail of hormones their brain has been enjoying within while being in love. Further questions persist over how much we should be using drugs to mess with our brain, especially given the impact that they could have on relationships. Love potions are normally in the realm of fantasy or science fiction, but they are rarely ever presented as a good thing, which is a troubling sign if drugs which simulate love are on the way in the next few years. Again, personally to me, I think this is a bunch of nonsense. This is absolutely ridiculous. If you can't find love, then maybe you're doing something wrong in your own little way, or maybe it's just you haven't found the right person yet. Or if you're in a relationship and your relationship isn't going too well anymore, you're struggling, you're not communicating, you're just not there mentally with each other, then maybe you need to find something in a healthy manner to help you. At least, like, you just can't take drugs or a love potion drug and then everything solves your problems. But it doesn't work that way. Love is love, and you either have it or you don't. There's no, well, if I try this, then this would make this person fall in love with me. Or if I was to give my partner this, then maybe that would enhance our sex life better. Or whatever it may be. Again, there's things you could take for that. But that's a different story for another day. But I just find this ridiculous. Like, I'm single, don't get it wrong. So maybe I have a bit of like a strong opinionated opinion on this. But I'm not looking at this in a judgeful manner. In a sense like, oh well, I'm single and I find this ridiculous. If I was in a relationship with somebody, I would still find this ridiculous. Because no one's ever taken drugs to find love. Like, you just don't do that. Like, drugs aren't there for love or to enjoy, in a sense. Some people obviously do get a kick off it, but like, it's a ridiculous matter. And like, the fact that this could be a thing, like, what does this teach the younger generation? Like, oh well, if you can't find love, then just take a love potion, that'll solve all your problems. Hey, what can we do? Like, no. That doesn't solve anyone's problems. That just makes things even worse. It just makes society even more crazier to think that, yeah, okay, well, this will help you. You know, just take this. You'll be fine. No worries. Like, I must be the last sane person on this earth in some ways, which I never thought I would say, but apparently so. if people want to do this, then obviously do it. Like, I'm not standing in anybody's way. If they want to take a love potion, then obviously do it. I would never thought this would be a thing in real life. Like, never in my entire life would I have thought, hey, you know, in some time in the world, there could be a love potion out there, which can help benefit from withdrawal, or benefit from being lonely, or whatever, struggling to find true love. Like, yeah, you see it in movies, or you hear about it in novels, you read about it, rather. But you don't actually experience it for real life. I don't think anyone actually thought this could be a thing for real life entertainment. Not entertainment, but for real life usage. If they did, then I would have thought you were crazy. But apparently, you know, I must be the crazy one for thinking that this is actually a thing. Well, I say a thing, this is going to be a thing. But yeah, I obviously exist in my own little world when it comes to stuff like this. It's just crazy to think about what must people think? You know, like our mums, our dads, our grandparents, whatever it may be. Say if they read this, like, I don't know, in a newspaper, to go the old-fashioned way. And they think, oh, there's going to be a love potion coming out in the next 3 to 5 years, which can help people fall in love with one another, which can help spawn a romance of some sort. What must they think of the year 2022? Like, what the hell? Like, where did we go wrong in terms of the world? Like, what direction did we take to ask for this? They must be thinking, like, well, back in my day, you know, this wasn't a thing. And you're telling me now that this is a thing. Like, what the hell is this about? This ain't normal. This ain't healthy. You either love someone or you don't. Or you end up falling in love or you don't. It's as simple as that. There's no potions that can actually help you. Again, I've ranted about this quite often, quite too long now. I just want to stress, like, how much of a stupid idea this actually is. And if anyone does it, fine, good for you, that's your business, go for it. But you are a stupid person if you actually do go ahead and help them make money from this. Like, if you actually are one of those people that goes out and buys this sort of thing. Like, I can't imagine going to my local chemist and thinking, yes, I would like a love potion, please. Okay, that'll be £10. Great, brilliant, thank you. And I gotta take this potion, and then all is right with the world. Or, you know, I go to my local GP, doctors, for example, I meant. Over here, we just call them GP for short. And I say to them, you know what, doc? I'm feeling really lonely lately. Nobody really loves me. I want to fall in love, but nobody really loves me back. And I don't think I can find anyone who loves me the same way as I love them, in a sense. Like, okay, I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you need. You need to take this love potion. This will solve all your problems. You're going to find your princess, your whatever you want to call them, or your prince, whatever you're into, and your problems are going to be solved. You got no worries whatsoever. And then they get a prescription, and then all is right in the world. All is hunky-dory. If this actually became a thing, you could get subscribed to you, or prescribed rather, I would be shocked. I would actually be in shock. And I would actually think the world has gone absolutely mad. But that's just my opinion. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed my little rant. You know, obviously please give me your opinions on this episode and this subject matter. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.